Good morning, everyone. And those who are watching over the internet, hello, good evening. We are giving 1/10 of our income for the works outside of the church. We are going to pray for that. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing the finance of the Tokyo Antioch Church richly. We have never run short of the money, and we are now giving you 74,000 yen for the works outside of the church. Thank you for your spiritual blessings as well as the financial blessings. You are going to support us, and we believe it, and we praise you, and thank you. Please consecrate this money and use it for your glory. In the name of Jesus we pray. Good evening, good morning everyone again. Today is the 24th of the December, and it's a Christmas Eve. I was watching the television last evening. There was a representative of the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church. And he said that Christmas is not the birthday of the Jesus Christ. It's widely known that it is not the birthday of Jesus. We don't celebrate Christmas in our church. And we have a one-minute movie for the Christmas. So let's take a look.
皆さんこんにちは。今回はクリスマスについてです。毎年12月24日はクリスマスイブ。25日はクリスマスで、一般的にイエス・キリストが誕生した日として祝われていると思います。しかし実際にはイエス・キリストが誕生した日は12月25日ではありません。それはイエス・キリストの誕生を記した「ルカの福音書」を見るとわかります。2章8節を見ると、羊飼いたちが野宿で羊の番をしていたところに主の使いが来て、キリストの誕生を伝えたとあります。ここからこの出来事が起こったのは 12月ではないことがわかります。ベツレヘムの12月の夜は寒さが厳しく、雨季に入っていることもあり、羊を放牧できるような時期ではなく、この時期に羊飼いたちが野に出ている習慣はないからです。それではなぜ12月25日がキリストの誕生日となったのでしょうか。それには諸説あります。一つにはローマ帝国時代に行われていた不滅の太陽の誕生日 という異教の偶像の祭りが関わっていると考えられます。この祭りは冬至の時期に行われていました。冬至は太陽が昇っている時間が1年で最も短く、そこを境に長くなることから太陽の復活を祝っていたのです。キリスト教がローマ帝国の国教になった時に、異教の習慣に妥協してこれを取り入れ、キリストの誕生を祝う日になったと考えられます。 また、ローマ帝国で収穫祭として祝われていた農耕神の祭典が、そのままクリスマスとして置き換えられたという説もあります。この祭りでは、人々は歓喜し、子供にプレゼントを贈り、楽しい催し物を行っていました。この慣習がクリスマスのお祝いの中に残っているとも考えられます。さらに、この日は、ローマ帝国以前のバビロンなどの古代宗教に共通する 赤子を抱いた母親に象徴される偶像を祝う日でもあり、単に冬至ということを超えた意味合いがあるという説もあります。いずれにせよ、12月25日はもともと異教の偶像を祝う祭りの日であり、キリストの誕生日ではないのです。聖書にはイエス・キリストが誕生した正確な日付は記されておらず、イエス・キリストの誕生日を祝うようにとも書かれていません。 もしも誕生日が重要なら、聖書に書かれているはずですし、実際に初代教会でも祝われていませんでした。また、クリスマスではことさらに幼子イエスが強調されていて、聖書的ではないように思われます。 もちろんイエス・キリストの誕生を私たちは喜びますが、一番重要なことは誕生日を祝うことではなく、神の一人子であるイエス・キリストが救い主としてこの地上に来られ、私たちの罪の身代わりとなり、十字架にかかって死んでくださり、3日目によみがえられ、贖いを完成されたことです。そして私たちは救い主イエス・キリストを信じ、罪を悔い改めれば完全に許され、義とされ、永遠の命が与えられるのです。それではまた。
Thank you very much.
12月25日、
December 25th is not the birthday of Jesus Christ. They said, the Protestants and the Catholic, they said it's the day on which we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And I think it was a good idea to say that. The Bible doesn't tell us to celebrate the birthday of Jesus. And on this day there is works of the evil spirits.Satan's work is very strong. They are drunk, they get drunk, and there are many incidents happening. Spiritually, very, very bad. And it's not God's will to celebrate this day.When we were in the Robert Ewing Apostolic Church, they don't celebrate Christmas. And they said, told us that they are not going to do the, they don't celebrate the Christmas. And we came back to the church, and we prayed to God.Lord, please help us so that we can do your God's will. As I have prepared my prayer. And, Pastor Umino was in New York. And, she sent us the manuscripts of the, Survey of Christmas. And it was written in that manuscript that it was, it's not God's will to celebrate the Christmas. So we, thought that, it's God's will, it is God's guidance. But through Christmas,many people can be touched by God. So we have the Christmas concerts, but for us it is not God's will to celebrate the Christmas. Everybody knows that Christ was not born on the 25th of December. We have a Hakuba.A short movie of the Hakuba camp. So let's take a look.
ヨセフは夢で自分は偉くなると神様から語られたのにもかかわらず、その夢からどんどん遠ざかるようなことが起こっていきました。
やがて僧侶や神官が毎日来て説教し、キリスト教を捨てるように迫りました。
何ヶ月と狭い牢の中に入れられた結果、二人の殉教者が出たのです。
これは困ったことになったばい。祈りが足りんけんじゃろうと、一心になってイエス様に最後のお助けは祈ったとよ。
内紛が収まった後、内紛の混乱状態の中で大変な状況にある子供たち、とりわけ孤児たちを助けようと動き始めました。1997年11月、前田勝子さんがカンボジアに渡ってから6ヶ月後、初めての孤児を受け取りました。
28th through March the 2nd, we have a Hakuba Snorogoi camp. Hakuba is a symbol. It has a symbolic meaning. It signifies Christ of the second coming.And Christ of the revival. And we have the calling of the revival in the end times. And the end time, calling of the end times. And when we went to the Patmos team, we saw the white horse appearing around us. And in the Israel, in the Olive, Mount Olive, while we were praying, a white horse appeared in the Mount Olive. And he walked around us. And I think it's a symbolic meaning. It has a symbolic meaning, saying that revival is approaching. God talked that to us. I think it's the work of the Holy Spirit. And camp is very enjoyable. And when I go to the local church and have a meeting, small children come to us in the ministry, and that they eagerly ask me to pray so that they could go to the Hakoba camp. I like this song, and it sings about, and I think this song is about the Hakoba. And it's about the Shiroma, which is the Hakoba, and the Hodaka. I really wanted to go there from the childhood, small childhood. And I was able to come to Hakoba. God's blessing is spiritual as well as practical. God does things which pleases us. So please come and join us. And if you don't have money, please pray. Through prayer, God answers more than we think He would. And when we begin to pray, miracles are going to happen. And if you cannot have days off from your office, please pray too. We have a short movie of the Thanksgiving Praise and Revival Camp. So let's take a look.
知恵をもらう。手が清く心が解かれるかなも、その魂を虚しいことに向けする新たな力。
イエスは十字架により勝利を取られた。復活すれ今も生きておられる方。永遠の命受けて与えられたこの道を。あなたの恵みに
触れて、自分をまっすぐに進む。
From March 26th through 31st of March, we're going to have the Thanksgiving Praise and Revival Camp. Please join us. This church and just this camp started as a prayer meeting, prayer team to the prayer temple of the church on the way. God told us to pray here. And no other Christians are praying in this place. God gave us the time to pray in the prayer chapel. Many of us were sleeping, asleep. And with God gave us the word of promise, saying, even if it's tarried, wait for it, it will surely come. It will not tarry. And that prayer was the foundation of our work. And doors opened to the connection with Brother Steve in Azusa Street and other things. But this year, this prayer chapel was burnt. I think that we are coming into the next step, next stage. And the work of the revival is now beginning to happen. And I think there is a spiritual outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the praise band. So there is a special significance here. Everybody can join this team. And if you think you would like to go, if you feel you want to go, let us go into the Bible. We are blessed. Our Christian life and our church life will be blessing will be greater next year than this year, unless we take hold of the unbelief. We will be blessed more and more. But this place, this verse of the Bible, is not speaking about that. It's speaking about that we are going to have a miracle. We're going to experience miracles if we apply this verse to our Christian life. There are three points. One is to believe God, that is, have faith in God. Another thing is receive as if we have received. The third is a confession of our faith. These three are very important. One of the points is that to have faith in God. We have to understand correctly this point of believing in God. Many Christians don't see miracles because they are not understand that. When we say that we believe God, what should we believe in? You may say it's to believe the existence of God. Even if we believe the existence of God, the miracle doesn't happen. Then the atonement of Jesus, the cross of Jesus, that our sins are forgiven by the cross of Jesus. Unless we believe this, we won't be a Christian. But it's not that he's speaking in this verse. Jesus died on the cross. Is not the cause of the of the miracles. We don't see miracles even if we believe that. Then what is it? The other day, there was a call from Kiev, and the church of 2,000 members asked us to come to their church. And the church from Slovakia, church in the Slovakia, contacted us, and I preached there. I think during, within this I am the most beloved person, I said, and the senior pastor of that church was surprised, and he looked at me. The reason I said I am loved the most is that each of us is really loved by God. Nobody understands how much God loves you. And you are loved by God as a person. It's as if only I am loved by God. But for each one of you, you are truly loved by God, as if you are the only one who is loved by God. And to believe that, and you may say that I know that I'm loved by God, but they don't experience miracles. There are many people like that. Because you do not believe the content of the love of God. Even if you believe that you are loved by God, you have to know how God how God expresses His love toward us. Also, when you come to church today, and there are some families which is keeping a dog. And we love a certain person, what would you like to do? You want him or her to be glad. You want him to be happy. And if he is suffering from a problem, you want him to be that problem to be solved. If you fail, you want him to succeed. And if he's sick, you want him to be cured of that illness. To believe that is the point of the belief. And young girls, so I stayed in the suite room of the Dan Jerusalem Hotel. That is wonderful. And God, why did they, could they stay at the hotel, a suite room of the hotel? Because they had the information that somebody else had prayed, and God answered the prayer, and he was able to stay at the suite room.
Therefore,
So the contents of the God's love, you have to know and you have to believe. In my family, there was a healing of the disease. My wife has been healed of his mental disease, and my second son Benjamin was healed of his brain damage. And I was healed of my disease too. And I knew that God heals us. So I prayed. Therefore, it's not enough that you believe that you are loved by God. You have to know how you are loved by God. And God wants us to receive much blessings from Him. In revival, many people will be healed and released by you. But first you have to experience yourself the blessings of God. God is going to heal you. God is going to solve your problem. Although I have never been healed, I have never been blessed by God. It doesn't work that way. Because God wants to reveal His blessings in our lives first. And the confession of faith is very important. Please open Romans 10. It's written here like this, verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Here there are two things written here. One is believe in your heart. Another thing is to confess with your mouth. Confession of faith is the one of the important points of the salvation. Please open 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The foundation is the belief, our belief on a belief on the cross, belief the cross of Jesus. But not only that, Bible speaks about confession. And forgiveness of sins, in forgiveness of sins, Bible tells us to confess. So confession is very important. In the book of the James chapter 3, verse 4. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governeth listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. So the words you speak influences your life. Words you speak influences your life. I was in hospital. I was hospitalized. Well, many of my friends died, and I realized that those who confessed that he's going to die did die, actually. Confession and the result has much to do with each other. Therefore, confession is very important. We are running out of time, so I'm going to speak in the evening. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch and each one of us. There is someone who has the negative thought, and God tells you to discard, throw away those negative thoughts. Somebody is not praying about certain things. God tells you to bring those things before me. As you obey, everything is going to be a work for your good. Please pray for your own healing. Please touch each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of the disease. In the name of Jesus. Be healed, be healed, be healed. Be healed, be healed. Some of its tooth ridge is swollen and it's been healed. Somebody's eye has been healed. Somebody's lower back and the leg has been healed. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up. Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Holy Spirit be with us forever and ever. Amen. Holy Spirit. Please sit down. We make some announcements. A team will be sent to United States from 5 o'clock. Yeah.